It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor? I'm always glad to say, please won't you be my neighbor? See what I brought? You know what it is? It's an umbrella. Open. Closed. Usually people use umbrellas when it's raining, so the rain doesn't fall on them. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people even use them in the sun, or sometimes just for fun. I brought this umbrella today because Mr. McFeely told me that he had a tape of a factory where people make umbrellas. So I thought we could take a look at one carefully before he comes to tell us about it. Let's look right inside here. See all of these different parts in here? So interesting, isn't it? The more you look at an umbrella, though, the more you realize how careful you have to be when you use one. See these points here? Yeah. You could hurt somebody or yourself if you poked them with those points. Yeah. And I remember one time catching my finger in this place right here. You have to be very careful with that. Yeah, you could get your adults to help you with it. Oh, maybe that's Mr. McFeely now. Let's see. Yes, it is. Hey, Mr. McFeely.
Good delivery to you.
Did you ever get hurt using an umbrella?
No, I never did, but I know someone who did. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful with mechanical things like that.
Yes, if you don't want to get pinched.
That's right. Oh, would you like to see the tape right now?
I certainly would.
Alrighty, I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, good.
You know, it's fun seeing people putting umbrellas together.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
Now, there's the tape.
Alrighty. We'll just put it into picture-picture.
Alrighty.
And see how people make umbrellas.
Each umbrella is made out of 8 pieces of material. This man cuts the material into triangles that will become the panels of the umbrella.
Looks like a big A there.
A wooden A. It's a wooden frame that helps him cut the material to just the right size.
Oh.
He'll do it again.
This time he does it upside down.
Upside down. There's one side he's cutting. Mm-hmm. And the other.
A lot of triangles.
Next, this one will sew the material triangles together on this sewing machine.
I wonder if she ever thinks about the people who might use the umbrellas she's helping to make.
Oh, I'll bet she does. Now, when it's time to sew the last 2 triangles together, she adds the umbrella tie.
The tie?
Right there, the umbrella tie.
Oh.
That's the thin strip of material that goes around the outside of the umbrella to help keep it closed when you're not using it.
I see. So that goes right in between there.
Mm-hmm. Watch this. See, it doesn't look like an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning to.
What's that?
These little metal pieces are the tips that go on the bottom points of each triangle. There's a special sewing machine people use to attach them to the material, you see?
Well, that's hard to see.
Watch carefully, and she'll do it again. Here it comes. She places the tip on the machine and sews it to the material. There you go.
Oh. She has to work very carefully.
Oh, she surely does.
Now, what's that?
Well, it's the frame of the umbrella.
Of course.
The material will be stretched over those black rods. They're called spokes, like on a bicycle.
Now that's really fun to see this coming together.
Here's another special sewing machine. It fastens the material to the frame.
Mr. McFeely, I never thought it would take so many talented people and machines to make umbrellas.
Learn something old every day.
Now it's really beginning to look like an umbrella. Look at that.
I'll say. There you go. Now this woman's job is to snip off any extra threads. You see, she's snipping them off. And then fasten the metal tip onto the bottom of each spoke.
She's a careful worker.
Oh, yes, she is. There's another one she'll fasten onto the spoke. Next, she taps the tips gently to be sure they'll stay in place. See, she's tapping away.
And goes.
She opens the umbrella to see if everything is working.
That looks like steam.
That's exactly what it is. The hot, wet steam helps make the material fit over the frame of the umbrella just right.
Oh.
She's steaming it right now. After each umbrella is dry, she'll do one final check to be sure everything is working the way it's supposed to work.
Down and up.
That's right. Then she'll wrap the umbrella tie around the umbrella. There's the tie. And she'll snap the tie shut. Now there's one more part to be added. Can you guess what it is?
The handle.
That's right. This man dips the end of the umbrella into glue and attaches the handle. It's a wooden handle. Now watch, she'll do it again.
Just like mine. One last twist.
One last twist. Now the umbrellas are ready for people to enjoy, rain or shine.
That's very interesting. A lot of handwork in making those, isn't it?
I like watching things like that. In fact, I've made some umbrella sales myself recently.
Sales? What kind of sales?
Well, I told Tommy Cousin that he should make up a dance using umbrellas. And he did.
An umbrella dance.
An umbrella dance. So he ordered umbrellas, and now I have to make them a speedy delivery.
You have mighty good ideas, Mr. McFeely.
All in a day's work.
Well, you have busy days, that's for sure.
Busy days, off to deliver umbrellas. See you around the neighborhood.
All right. Bye-bye, David.
Bye.
Good idea, umbrella dance. Isn't that interesting to see how all of that gets put on that frame? I like to learn things with you. There are many ways to learn things, too. And one of the best is by using your imagination. Just pick up something that's beside you and think of all the different things you could imagine it to be. Anything. Anything like a pillow. Anything that's beside you. Could imagine that to be a cloud. You have good ideas. Use your imagination. We use our imaginations when we pretend about the neighborhood of make-believe. Sure. Come on, Charlie. Let's make-believe that it's raining in make-believe. And neighbor Aber has come from Westwood because he has heard of something special. Neighborhood of make-believe, Charlie.
special sale. Hello? Anybody there, Corny?
Why, Neighbor Abel, how in the world are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Peshley, thank you.
Is it raining in Westwood, too?
Yes, a nice steady rain. I like it once in a while, don't you?
Oh, sure I do. Especially with the kind of sale I've got today.
As a matter of fact, that's one reason I'm here. Mayor Maggie asked me to come and see what this special sale is all about.
Oh, it's a humdinger, I'll tell you.
I'm sure it is. What exactly are you selling?
Umbrella rockets.
Umbrella rockets?
That's it. They're good for rain or sun or pretending anything.
Umbrella rockets, huh? May I see one?
Certainly. Would you like to see one my size or your size?
Oh, your size would be fine for a start.
One umbrella rocket coming right up. Here it is.
Oh.
This is the umbrella rocket.
So this is an umbrella rocket.
That's it.
Well, it's a rocking chair with an umbrella attached.
You got it, Mr. Aber. You figured it out.
That's very clever, but how does it work?
Well, first of all, you can use it as a regular rocket.
Okay.
That's it. And if it's raining or sunny or you feel like pretending, you can raise the umbrella.
Well, it's raining today, so I'll just open it if I may.
Go right ahead. There it is. There you have it, an umbrella rocket in the rain.
You have unique ideas, Corny.
I like to think things up and then make them. Mm-hmm. Would you like to try one your own size?
Well, now that I've seen this one, I think I really would.
Because this one's too small for you to sit in.
Oh, that's true. I'm much too big for this one.
It'll take me a minute to fetch the big one.
Oh, please take your time. I'll just enjoy the rain.
Very good. Come along, umbrella rocket.
It is raining, raining, raining in the neighborhood. Raining, 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 and it feels so good. Sure, I like the sun, and sure, I like the snow. But every time it rains here, I want everyone to know that it is raining, raining, raining in the neighborhood. Raining, 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 and I feel so good.
Well, I hope you'll like it. We had some trouble with it at first, but it's okay now.
Oh, that's good. Where is it?
Oh, it's right over there.
Oh.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful to me, Corny. Wow. What kind of trouble did you have with it?
Oh, it collapsed when Mr. McFeely sat in it.
Oh, is he all right?
Oh, yes, he's fine.
Oh, that would be a problem, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, but we added a good sturdy bottom brace, and I think it'll be just right.
May I try it?
Of course, that's what it's for.
All right. This is a great rocket, Corny.
Want to order some?
Yes, I'd like to order two. One for Mayor Maggie and one for me.
Okay. I'll go get the second one. It won't take long. Why, it looks like the rain's almost gone.
Oh, and here comes the sun.
You know, you can use the umbrella in the sun, too.
Oh. You also said something about its being good for pretending.
Oh, sure. Just rock and imagine whatever you'd like.
I'll do that.
See you after I finish the mayor umbrella rocket.
Okay, thanks, Corny. Rock and imagine. Let's see. Yes. It is raining, raining, raining in the neighborhood. Raining, 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 and it feels so good. Sure, I like the sun, and sure, I like the snow. But every time it rains here, I want everyone to know that it is
raining, raining.
Sure, I like the snow, but every time it rains here, I want everyone to know that it is raining, raining, raining in the neighborhood. Raining, 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 and I feel so good.
Yum, yum, wonderful.
Oh, hi, Henrietta. I was just thinking about Mayor Maggie.
Meow, no.
Oh, really? How did you know?
Meow, 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 meow. IV.
Your IV?
Meow.
What's that?
Meow belongs to X. Meow, meow, imaginary viewer.
You can see imaginary things in that viewer?
Meow, meow, pretend.
Well, I guess I was pretending that Mayor Maggie and I were singing and signing on our umbrella rockets.
Meow, meow, feel good.
Oh, I'll say.
It's almost ready. Oh, hello there, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, Corny.
Why don't you both come inside the factory and see Mayor Maggie's umbrella rocket? It's almost ready.
Meow, meow, bring meow viewer.
Bring whatever you like.
I'll bring my umbrella rocket. These rockets are good for lots of good things.
Come along.
That was a lot of pretend, wasn't it? That viewer that Henrietta was using can't really see anyone's imagination. I mean, look carefully at me. You can't tell what I'm thinking, and nobody can tell what you're thinking. Not unless you share it with them. I need to give some food to the fish. There you are, fish. That umbrella rocket was fun, wasn't it? Oh, that's a telephone. Hello? Oh, yes. How are you, Tommy? Yes, he did. Well, sure I would. Uh-huh. I could come now. And I'd like to bring my television neighbor, if that's all right. Good. See you in a few minutes. Goodbye. Oh, that was Tommy Cousin. He wondered if we'd like to see how he and his dancers are doing with the umbrellas that Mr. McFeely delivered to them. Let's just go to Mr. Cousin's studio right now. Come along.
Shuffle. 5, 6, 7, 8. Now open the umbrellas. Be careful. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Bum. Great, great.
Hey, Tommy.
Hi, Fred. Come and join us.
Thanks.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. You remember my television neighbor?
Yeah.
Tommy Cousin.
Hi. Would you like to meet my dancers?
I'd be glad to.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello, my name's Doug Nicholas.
I'm Fred Rogers. Nice Doug, to glad you. To meet you.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. Anita Giovanga.
Glad to meet you, Anita. Hi.
Hi there, Laura Huffman.
Hello, Laura. Glad to meet you.
My name's David Huffman.
Are you brother and sister?
No, this is my wife.
Oh, glad to know both of you. Thank you.
Hi, Tony Dixon.
Hello, Tony.
Hi.
Hello, LaVon Jewell.
LaVon, glad to meet you. I'm really anxious to see you all dance.
Yeah, we were here practicing the umbrella dance, but we didn't have them yet, so we...
Well, I didn't see any umbrellas. That's what I wonder.
Okay, why don't you guys go get them? We were pretending because we didn't have them. We were rehearsing a step that went from side to side like this, and we were feeling the rain with our left hand. Yeah, like that. That's it.
That's fine. The rain on there?
Yeah.
What made you think of a dance for umbrellas?
Oh, I was just imagining people just pretending with the umbrellas in the air like this, hopping around. Yeah. That's great.
I could look for those steps in the dance,
Would
I
you
guess.
Like to see them again?
Yep. Yeah,
okay.
Let me see.
Here's
now.
The one. It goes from side to side, feeling the rain. And then there's the other one with the people with the umbrellas in the air like this, hopping. Okay.
Takes a lot of practice.
Yeah. Okay, guys, let's give it a try.
Where's the best place for me to watch?
Over there is fine.
Okay.
And I'll start the music.
Good. First it started out raining, then the sunshine came out, and then it rained again, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you all do beautiful work.
Thank you.
You know, I could see you going this part and this business. With, mm-hmm. You know that part that I like so much is when you all are in the front.
Oh, the soft shoe. Yeah, here, why don't you try it?
Oh.
That's it. That's great.
The bump. Hey, I like it. Would you do that part again for
oh,
me?
Oh, sure. We'll do it again. We need to work on that, too. Okay.
I love
I'll
to see that.
I'll start the music
that.
Again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for letting me see your rehearsal.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're just
thank
wonderful
you.
People.
Oh,
I'd like
you for
to
coming.
Be with you. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys, let's take it from those jumps. From the balance, hey. Ready? And one, two, three, jump.
Without an umbrella, or if you happen to have one, you can do with an umbrella. Oh, I love that. And then they had They had their umbrellas like this. Peekaboo. Do you like watching them dance? I certainly did. You know, we can imagine what it would be like to do something, but to actually do it takes a lot of practice and time and work. That kind of work, though, can give us a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day, you know how? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.